Welcome to the Buckaroo Marketing New Media Podcast, your resource for B2B marketing for manufacturing and related industries. You create unrivaled products and services. We tell your story. Now on to the show.
My name is Deborah Daly, and I'm the co-owner of Buckaroo Marketing. In today's episode, we will discuss how companies have a unique opportunity to proactively help their employees with health and wellness. Today, I have a very special guest with me. Her name is Susan Ryder, and she is the Vice President of Sales and Operations at Prudential Group. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. So why don't you start by telling us about your history and how you came to Prudential?
Sure. So, I learned about Prudential when I was on the broker side. So I used to consult with organizations about how they can design and implement their health insurance and their other total reward strategies to make it meaningful for their employees. And last summer, I came across a company called the Prudential Group, where I now work. And one of the things that they do is really help bring care to the patient to meet them when and where they need it, which is a unique proposition.
Okay.
And so I think I'll start with a story, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Really, Prudential started because of a young, healthy woman who had a pregnancy complication in which she went into heart failure. And this young woman was married to a medical professional. And so you would think when you're married to someone like that and you're well-educated that you would know how to navigate the healthcare system.
Sure.
Well, it's complicated and complex. And so it wasn't that they had challenges finding physicians that they needed to see, but it was those ancillary providers that help round out the care that an individual would need in that situation.
Okay.
And so Prudential was really started to help round out the providers through a virtual care network to bring care to people that might not be able to go to a hospital or might not be able to get to a physician office. And the way in which we are able to do that is bringing it in through the employer, through the health plan.
Okay. Now, talk to me a little bit about, you know, obviously heart failure. What types of complications was she experiencing that she needed assistance with?
Yeah. So all of a sudden she needed to change her diet. She was not a nutritionist. She didn't even know where to start. Because if you think about it, when we go to a physician office and we have our 10 or 15 minute appointment, they give us a diagnosis and then we're kind of on our own to figure out next steps.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they might have given us a list of ideal providers to schedule future appointments with, but they haven't had the time to sit with us to talk about what are the complications of our disease, what do we need to do from an exercise perspective, a mental health perspective, even a lifestyle perspective. And so that's really where Prudential comes in, is that our providers on our platform, which we have over 100,000 of them, we are able through an assessment on the front end to identify what chronic health conditions that patient has,
mm-hmm.
and then link them up with a variety of providers that work with their specified condition.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. I noticed on your website you had three core words: care, coach, and connect. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that?
So, you know, as Prudential is really a care platform where we're bringing together through our technology all of the different providers. So whether that's mental health or whether that's lifestyle-based care, whether that's women's health or even nutrition, we are the technology that brings all those resources together.
Okay.
And why I think that's important in regards to connection is that many patients, again, have trouble navigating this complex healthcare system that we have. In regards to caring, our providers go through a certification or licensure, depending upon their specialty,
mm-hmm.
and they have really learned how to give care in a way that's empathetic, where they have more time to really get to the root cause of what's going on with the patient. So as an example, if you're showing signs of depression because you've recently been diagnosed with diabetes, because you financially cannot afford your insulin, you're stressed out because you don't know how to get the appropriate food, you can't afford your medication and all those things. Many times a primary care physician or even an endocrinologist doesn't have the time, unfortunately, in that appointment to address all of those concerns. Mm-hmm. And so our providers are able to help supplement. So we're not a replacement of those providers, but we're there to really supplement those stages in between those types of face-to-face or even in today's world, virtual appointments, mm-hmm. To make sure that we are addressing those obstacles and challenges that are getting in folks' way.
Sure. I can imagine too that, you know, as a doctor or endocrinologist, they might know someone in nutrition, but what they don't know is the chemistry, and that's something that's not measurable. So I assume that's one of the great benefits, because as a seeker of information or, you know, having that chemistry to me would be really essential, because, you know, you might know something that's good over here, but if we're not bonding or I don't feel like we're connecting, that's not good.
And I think that's one of the really cool things with our platform is that it's all patient driven. So while a set of providers will populate when you're going through the search function, you as the patient actually get to pick who you want to work with. So maybe you only want to work with a female, or maybe you need someone with a very special background. You can search and filter for that criteria. And then let's say you get two or three visits down the road and you feel like you need someone else to work with, we can hand off to another provider, and the patient can drive that handoff, or the provider that you're working with. Let's say, again, if you start with a health coach and they find out your root cause is more depression and you need to really address those needs, they can soft referral you off to someone on our platform that works in behavioral and mental health.
Okay. Okay. Also, talk to, you know, in these days, we're working all hours.
Yeah.
And, you know, especially if you work from home, there is no 8 to 5. It's constantly something's going on. How does that help employees? How would your platform help them in that sense?
Yeah, so what's really nice is that our platform is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even on holidays. We have providers that are here in the U.S. We have folks that are overseas, many different disciplines, as I was starting to allude to before. We have sports medicine professionals. So sometimes one of the conversations with employers is, well, not everyone has a chronic health condition. Well, that's true. But we also have a population that is very healthy, but maybe they want to work with someone who specializes in sports medicine or can help facilitate maintaining that healthy lifestyle that they're dealing with. Mm-hmm. And so those types of professionals are also available.
Sure. More importantly, as we age, things do change.
Yes,
and
they do.
Having someone to talk to and a resource is really helpful in that avenue. Now, is this something that's only offered through my employer?
So currently it's only offered through employers or through a healthcare system.
Okay.
And so we started that way intentionally. And the reason behind that is that when our solution can be provided through one of those two entities, it actually becomes part of the health insurance or health plan spend. And so then the patient actually has better access to the program versus doing a direct-to-consumer model.
Sure.
That could come sometime in the future, but for right now, we're starting with the avenues of direct-to-employer or direct-to-healthcare system.
Okay, that makes perfect sense, and you'd get more opportunities in a smaller working space.
Mm-hmm.
Not a shotgun effect. With, you know, balancing as a business owner, and you're balancing your budgets and your benefits and your expenses, what kind of data are you getting on how prevention is adding value to a company's bottom line?
Sure. So when a CFO, as an example, a chief financial officer is looking at their bottom line, two of their biggest items on their profit and loss statement are salary and benefits. Mm-hmm. And so if you look at an evidence-based model around lifestyle medicine, similar to what Preventia offers, it is really a 16 to 20 visit model where we see impact on claims. And so we're leveraging the self-funded employer data that they already receive, and we are able to monitor the claim spend. So we are a startup, but this evidence has been around for some time. And so we're really modeling after that. Okay. Again, we're just the technology platform that's bringing all the pieces together. And so what we've already seen with the clients on our platform is a decrease in emergency room utilization, mm-hmm. better adherence to their care pathway. And what I mean by better adherence to their care pathway is that through plan design and incentives, patients are actually following the care that their providers have suggested. So for instance, people can now get their insulin because the incentives are structured in a way in which it offsets the patient out-of-pocket expense. Mm-hmm. People are learning how to eat healthier. People are learning how to move more. And so we're starting to see them through claim spend, watching that either level off or decrease depending upon the client.
Okay. And I assume obviously a natural result of all of that is if I feel better, I'm probably going to work better and I'm probably not maybe going to miss as much work.
And that's true. So
I would be a better mom, wife, business person, or, you know, everything all around, it would just affect every aspect of my life.
Well, and even to take it a step beyond what you've just described, we're, you know, potentially long-term as folks' BMI, body mass index decreases, people lose weight, they're eating better, they're more alert and oriented. There's also a decrease in work comp claims. So that helps the employer's bottom line as well. If you think of just changing the culture of wellness, really getting the buy-in from the top, meaning the CEO, the president, CFO, so on and so forth, if they're leading by example, mm-hmm. folks will follow them naturally because they're a leader. And you know, the end result is that people are more present at work. There are less unscheduled absences. We still want people to take their vacation. That's important for your mental health. But the unscheduled absences are what we're trying to decrease. And then also really just being present not only at work, but in your home life as well.
Sure. Sure. That makes perfect sense and obviously really beneficial. And I hadn't even thought about the work claim, workman's comp issue. And you're right. That's a big one. Let me see here. More studies are showing how nutrition can impact chronic illness and early death. I know you said if, you know, maybe someone in good health just wants to get better or maintain it can come to you as far as in that relationship. But what are some of the types of chronic diseases that you frequently encounter?
So a lot of the patients that participate in our coaching or in our behavioral health or even our nutrition counseling, many of them have heart disease, high cholesterol, diabetes. We even see a lot of folks with respiratory conditions. So, you know, when you try to add more greens, more proteins, those whole grains into your diet, that's really where you start seeing the numbers, meaning your lab results, change and adjust for the better.
Now, does, you know, when it, let's say as an employer, I adopt this program, is it an automatic requirement that all my employees take it?
So in wellness under ERISA, we cannot discriminate. So we always suggest that you offer it to everybody. but you can design incentives in a way that would entice those with chronic health conditions to participate. So we are getting very creative in our consulting and the way in which we work with the broker that is already the trusted advisor for that employer. Mm-hmm. And helping design a customized incentive structure that's meaningful to that employer. Because what works for one population may not work for another. Mm-hmm. But the trend that we're seeing is that many employers are now wanting to incentivize through offsetting the cost of healthy food versus a traditional incentive model where we put money just in an HSA account, or we gave an employee a gas card, or we gave them cash. So again, trying to find meaningful things, I think COVID really helped facilitate this conversation. Mm-hmm. As we saw, people had to deal with home delivery for groceries. We couldn't get to the grocery store. And these folks with chronic health conditions, we don't want them out in the current environment unless they have to be.
Yeah. Interesting. And you're absolutely right about COVID kind of bringing so much to light. And even the whole telehealth, before that, I'd never had groceries delivered but even so much has become more virtual. And right. While the technology was there, I don't think maybe we necessarily used it to its full potential as we're learning now.
And I think one thing to point out as we talk about technology, some patients are apprehensive to join a virtual call. So in our platform, the patient, again, is driving everything. So they have the ability to turn on or turn off the video component mm-hmm. of the visit. They have the ability to share or not share the information with their primary care or specialist visit. So again, everything is HIPAA compliant, and the patient is really the one that's steering the relationship.
Sure. And I would assume it would go without saying, because of HIPAA, everything that stays between the patient and their consultant stays with them. Nothing gets back to the employer that, it's 100% confidential.
That's correct. And the other thing is, if a patient moves from one provider to another within our platform, that each time they have to authorize for their data to be shared with the next provider. So it's not just assumed it's okay, but the patient each time is having to authorize that.
Okay. So I know that you're in your infancy, so to speak. Well established, you've got your feet on the ground. But what types of adoption rates are typical, and what are you actually seeing?
So normally in a wellness program, your first year, you would hope for like 10% utilization. Mm-hmm. We're seeing upwards 30 to 50% utilization on our platform. And I think, again, it's because we are able to meet the patient when and where they need it. So we're available 24/7. We're available on mobile. So everyone's using a smartphone or a tablet. We've had, one question that comes up, well, what if everyone doesn't have a smartphone? Well, that's okay. One creative way that we've seen employers adapt with that is to purchase an iPad, as an example, that can be checked out so that all employees can use it when they need to have their appointment.
Interesting. Interesting. That is a unique solution.
Well, and I think it's fair and equitable to employees so that way you're removing any obstacle that might get in their way.
Sure. Also, in the past, in our previous conversation, we talked about your Food RX program. Why don't you talk to me a little bit about that? That sounded really interesting.
Yeah. So we have a variety of food partners that we work with to bring medically tailored meals and other nutritional items to the patient and deliver those to the doorstep. So one of our solutions includes the ability to deliver whole grain, farm-to-table, fully cooked meals. We deliver them in bundles of 10 because the science shows that if you are eating 10 of your 21 meals in a week and they are well-balanced and they have fresh ingredients, that's really where we see the bend in our numbers, meaning our cholesterol goes down, our blood sugar goes down, and all of those things. So that's really the results that we're looking for. And of course, we just want people to understand what types of ingredients they're putting in their body. Sure. So these meals are delivered on cold packs. And again, they're delivered to the doorstep. So people don't have to go to the grocery store. They've been fully cooked. They're chef prepared. And so it's easy, even for employees who might just want something fast to eat because they're busy with sports and school and all those things. We're removing those challenges because they can be warmed up in a toaster oven, a microwave, or even on the stovetop.
Interesting. Interesting. Now, one of the things you said farm to table.
Yeah.
How do you handle that? I mean, are you in your network? Are you capable of serving nationwide, regionally?
So we are able to serve nationwide, and we're working with a set of distribution centers to help deliver those meals via UPS and FedEx. And then also there are some customized solutions in different pockets of the country where you are getting the fresh fruits and vegetables from local farmers in your area.
Excellent. As we, as we get back to business, are there any other trends that you've noticed since the company's inception?
So I think the conversation has changed a bit, especially in the last few months. We now have CPT codes for what we do on the lifestyle side. And so why that's important is that instead of it being a separate line item for wellness for an employer, we actually become part of the healthcare spend. And so that means that they are more willing and more receptive to offering something similar to our program. And the other thing with a high deductible health plan, under eligible expenses, publication 502, many times different benefits cannot be offered to a patient at 100%, meaning that the employer is paying it or the insurance carrier is paying for it. And with the CARES Act that recently passed, lifestyle telehealth medicine can now be covered as preventive, and therefore it is covered under a high deductible health plan. So that is a really big new initiative that's exciting for our industry.
That's a major change.
It's a major change.
Just for my own benefit and those of us that are not jargon savvy, what does CPT stand for?
CPT is your diagnostic code. And when you file an insurance claim, you have to have two things. Any provider has to have them. One is a place of service code and one is a diagnostic code in order for the claim to process appropriately. And so this is huge that we have these different codes now.
Excellent. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with us that maybe I didn't get covered here in our talk today?
So I would just say, as employers are starting to look at different vendors for open enrollment, when you talk with your broker, it's really important to ask the question about what new ideas are out there that are evidence-based that really can help bend the cost curve. You know, we've put in plans that continually increase the deductible and the out-of-pocket expenses for employees, which now, under these circumstances, is very challenging. And what we are bringing to the table is a solution that really gets to the root cause of a chronic health condition to help the patient become, just a better holistic individual, being able to access care when and where they need it, lifestyle-based, mental, behavioral health, and through nutrition counseling.
Wonderful. We're about out of time for today, but I definitely, obviously if someone has more questions about Preventia or your program, what's the best way to reach you?
So really the best way to reach us is by going to our website, which is preventiagroup.com, or you can reach me, Susan Ryder, R-I-D-E-R, through LinkedIn, and I would be happy to have a conversation and share more of our story.
Okay. Well, thank you, Susan. It's a great story with a huge impact, and I'm excited to see it grow and develop and just, you know, see a healthier population in a healthier workplace.
Thank you for your time today.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Buckaroo Marketing New Media Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about B2B marketing for manufacturing and related industries, please visit us at gobuckaroo.com.